All right, guys, so you guys seem to like the topics about finance, so we're gonna keep on with those topics. Gotta open up some water here. All right. So I guess I want to talk about my work trainings. I want to talk about finance as far as, you know, where I intend my initial paychecks to be going. And kind of like the future plans. So far for the trainings for work, I'm trying not to be too negative about it. It's not the worst experience I've ever had, but it's just not smooth. The people training me, it's all remote, which is fine, you know, but just the way they're doing it is mostly PowerPoints where they're kind of lecturing to me what to do on the roles for the job. Most of it's software related, what to click, where to go, but they're teaching in a weird way where they're not really giving me the PowerPoints even if I've requested. So, I mean, basically I just take screenshots of the PowerPoint so that I basically have a copy of them, so I can review them and then practice along with the software that I do have. There's a second software package that I barely got access to yesterday that they've been trying to like teach me for like the last week and a half, and they've been doing it, and they kind of do that part of it for me while I watch them walk through it. But it's just not, I don't think it's really efficient to learn software by not using it. It's kind of like you kind of have to get familiar with the different tabs, the different menus, you know, the different panels and what to click and what to write and all that, so it just comes natural. I mean, it's hard to like observe and then just like do it, and especially when there's like so many steps. So there are spots where I'm like, okay, where do I click to write the note, or where do I click to, you know, like, do I save it on this tab or do I save it on that tab? And it's kind of like, you know, and I don't have the PowerPoints, like, according to them, I shouldn't have the PowerPoints, and so I can go through the PowerPoints, but then they also have me sharing my screen a lot too. And when I have to make the calls, I've enrolled 3 of my 5 clients that I've been provided so far. I have 2 more calls to make to the ones who haven't answered yet, and for the week I'll be caught up, and then I have some follow-up calls to start making. But yeah, learning the software is just not efficient. I know they have to teach me in some manner, so I know they're doing it the way that they prefer to do it, but I'm like, why don't you give me the information? You know, we went in the office yesterday and had an in-person training, and some people had the PowerPoint slides that the people on Teams, you know, we were all watching a Teams screen where there were other workers who were in charge of this meeting, who were giving the meeting, and there were a whole bunch of us at a conference table. They were calling on people at the conference table to like answer some of the questions, and not everybody even had the PowerPoint. I didn't have the PowerPoint, and they're talking about this calendar. I don't have access to this calendar. And I'm just like, okay, is this how it is? They just don't give you access to everything. But the way I'm seeing it is, this is my method of saving to get to a financial goal. So I've been looking at some of the housing in out like around the Vegas area. I think in October I'll be able to go look in person, like maybe go scope out some open houses, and I don't think I would get into something right away. I would probably start with something way smaller, in all honesty, but a 3-bed, 2-bath mortgage payment wise is between $1,700 to $2,100. That's about what you're paying for a studio or one bedroom in Southern California. And like when I'm doing the math, I'm like, you know, I don't want to be in this job forever, I can tell you that much. So I'm giving it till Halloween, but it's going to be my means of saving to get to a point where I can move. It's potentially going to be Vegas or something like Vegas. Not necessarily like the strip. When I say Vegas, I mean like the surrounding regions of Vegas. Maybe north. I don't really know. I don't really know the area that much, like what's a good area, what's not a good area, what has good like resources and stores and stuff like that. I really don't know the layout too well. I've visited quite a few times, but I was there to visit. I wasn't thinking business related, housing related. I wasn't thinking like that. And I'm thinking, you know, I could probably open a safe parking lot out there. That would be a source of income. That, you know, I could live in an apartment with whatever job pretty much and make that work. Even if it was the same type of job I have now, with this pay rate, I'd be able to swing that, and probably with government funding or some kind of grant or something, open a safe parking lot and have funding through that too. That would supplement my income. Ideally, I would like to open like an ILF, independent living facility, group home, senior living, you know, facility. Some of these places, you know, depending on the type of care needed for the patients, it would need to be a little more intensive. I'd rather go the mental health route than the physical health route, just because it's something I'm more familiar with, and like, I don't know, I think there's liability on all ends, but I mean, I don't know, because you'd have to have caretakers coming in and out, and like, nurses and all kinds of stuff. Like, I don't really know how that works. I don't know how any of it works, and so that's what I want to figure out. It's just the information is so hidden, and I don't have days off where I can like go. One of my friends said there's a place downtown you have to go to like get the information, and I will not have time to go anytime before August. So I don't really think that's gonna happen anytime soon, but you know, these are the types of things I'm trying to figure out, but I pretty much wrote down the stuff that I need to focus on, that's the important financial stuff. I keep missing things on the list, but Sundays are my budgeting day, and I realized I'm like, I don't really know what I need to do. So because my dad has like an excessive amount of points because he travels so much, he was able to pretty much cover this New Orleans trip. So I was expecting my first paycheck to pretty much go to that. But as far as flight, hotel, he's got that covered. So I'll have to figure out Ubers or any other kind of thing I want to do. But my folks are going, so they're likely going to pay for meals and everything. That's just how they do things. If they don't, I'll buy my own food. There's Memorial Weekend that my friend has a wedding. I plan to rent a car to go down there. I'll probably go down there Friday night after work, stay Saturday, stay Sunday, and Monday, we're off that Monday, but I don't really know if I'm gonna stay Monday, because that's an extra day of expenses, extra day of keeping the car, extra day of hotel. And that's, I don't know. I'll think about if I'm going to stay, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It just depends when I have plans. If I don't end up making plans, I'm not going to stay. And then Pride Month, There's a concert Friday night that I want to go to with some friends. And then the next day is going to be LA's Pride Festival on that Saturday. So I'll likely just stay up there because it's going to be late anyways if the concert Friday night starts at 9 p.m. So those are kind of like the fun things that are not important, but they've already been pre-planned. The graduation, it's my sister's graduation. I've got to be there. And one of my close friends' weddings, you know. Pride Month, I don't have to be there, but there's some friends that I'm like, I'd like to see them at least once a year. I mean, it's almost ridiculous that it's been so hard for me to make that work because I do see other people. So it's kind of like I kind of need to be a little more on top of that. And being up near Hollywood and up in LA, it's like I know a lot of people up there. So I'm trying to make that one work. And then as far as, so those are the things that are the luxury side of things. The important side of things, and that takes me basically May and June. Now after that, there's gonna be Black Pride in July, and that's gonna be probably the last thing I do. For summer, I also have Hardfest in August, but that's gonna be my birthday gift. So like one thing a month, pretty much. Now just basic stuff, toiletries, transportation, including gas and insurance. I need to schedule the chiropractor. I need to get my glasses situated, because the insurance didn't cover my freaking full prescription, so I have to pay the balance on that. And then I need to get another chair. I my back is suffering with this chair. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. We don't have a chair in the house that I can like function with. I priced out some chairs. It sounds like Staples has chairs near the $100 range. I'm really not trying to spend money on a freaking desk chair, but I cannot not have a desk chair. My back, that injury I got, is still with me, and you know, not having a proper chair is like every day. I'm like, it's been almost 2 weeks now. The beginning of last week it wasn't as bad, but then by the time I got to Thursday it was really bad, and I had to keep standing up. I still try to stand up every hour, but you know, there have been a couple days where I've been like way sedentary, just sitting there, and it's like, those are the days that I'm like, man, my back can't handle this. I'm sitting on like a couple weird, you know, back pillows from the couch, you know, just to kind of keep my waist above my knees. And it's just, I need like an actual chair, not like pillows and stuff. So that's going to be a necessity because I don't want to mess up my back because it is clearly already messed up. But I think, you know, I could get some advice from this chiropractor. I need to figure out their schedule because I don't have days off. So, you know, that's kind of how things look for me. Nothing's like glamorous, but that's kind of financially where I'm going with things. I need to go get my breakfast before my food burns. I've got some toast for some avocado toast I'm making. I think I lost my spare cell phone. I cannot find the freaking thing anywhere. I looked everywhere. I'm gonna look again in my bags. I really don't know where it would be. I really don't know. I was hoping it would just pop up, but I'm guessing I either dropped it out of the car or dropped it in the parking. It's the one that I use with my Google Fi SIM card. So, and there's really nothing on it, and there's a code to get in, but there's really nothing on it. I just wanted it for the backup Wi-Fi, but now that I know I can use my work phone for, you know, the hotspot, I don't really need it as a backup hotspot. I would just like to find it. It's a paid-for phone. It's a Motorola G Pure or whatever, I don't know. It was cheap, like 100, 120, and it's old. But I would like to find it if it's around. I think I dropped it at my website. So, I really don't know, but that's pretty much the plan I'm working on.